And at this time on every Thursday morning, we do something really fascinating. The CEO of New Zealand's biggest independent medical research organisation, the Mallaghan Institute, says the ongoing challenge of funding the organisation keeps her up at night. Professor Kirsten Wigg oversees research into groundbreaking cancer treatments and RNA technology, but says it's juggling the Institute's source of income. There remains a constant concern. In 2015, for example, 61% of the Institute's income came from government grants. But last year, that had fallen to just 26%, so less than half in a 10-year period. Even as Mallaghan brings the game-changing CAR T-cell cancer therapy ever closer to New Zealand patients. This is our weekly organisation leader slot, our CEO slot, and this week it is Professor Kirsten Wigg. It's so nice to have you with us, Professor Wigg. How are you?
Oh, hi, John. I'm really well, thank you.
Good, good. I was having a lovely time going through all the things you do. So if you look at your website, HRC funding to improve CAR T-cell fitness, Mallaghan Institute to collaborate with the International Agency for Research on Cancer, which is the WHO, right? Reading a tumour's fingerprints, you're just doing amazing work, but you're constantly having to raise money to do it. How's it going?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, that is the thing that keeps me up at night, I have to say. So we're constantly out there on the road. Most of our source of revenue, as you described, comes from donors. So we're incredibly lucky that we've got a really supportive donor base that help us. Our government investment has decreased over time, as you mentioned, but it's not so much that the government has disinvested in us, it's that we have grown, and so that our needs have gotten more and more over time, and the government available support is just not able to support that level of investment.
Does that put pressure on you in terms of outcomes, what you're required to produce and your capacity to take them to market? I'm just going to quote from last year's director's report. What is clear is that while fundamental research remains the bedrock of the Mallaghan Institute, we need to bolster our translational capability so that more of our scientific discoveries have a clear and supported path to patients. What does that mean?
Yeah, so fundamental research is super, super important for the Institute and will remain so forever. And that is because the discovery that you make when you're doing this basic fundamental discovery research, those are the ideas that lead to new treatments, new ways of dealing with disease. And if you don't have that fundamental side, you'll never have any new discovery and you'll never be able to translate it. What we're trying to do, what I mean by translation, is being very deliberate about how we think about the discoveries that we make. And early on in the program, being able to identify, does this have the ability to become a new treatment for New Zealanders? And if it does, what are the experiments we need to do, what are the ways we need to understand how it's safe, how it's effective, how it's working, and who are the partners that we could then deliver that to New Zealand with. And so we're just getting inside the Institute very deliberate about thinking about translation early on. Yeah.
So I think if we close our eyes and imagine the Mallaghan Institute, we can think of a whole lot of people in white smocks and doing incredibly brainy things and stuff, but that's only part of the process, right? And you've taken over, of course, from Sir Graham Legros, who built such a legacy over three decades at the Mallaghan Institute. But the world has changed a lot.
The world has changed.
Yeah. So are you continuing his work or are you charting your own path?
So a little bit of both. So yes. Sir Graham, as you mentioned, has built the most amazing institute ever, in my opinion. And what I'm trying to do is actually grow from that. And I think the concept of the world changing is a really important one. And that's what I'm trying to get at with this increased focus on being careful and deliberate about the work that we take forward into the clinic, into clinical trials, and how we build really strong partnerships with other companies and other partners so that we can deliver this work.
Can we talk about your CAR T-cell research? Because that is so exciting. And I see that you've just got a grant with $1.2 million over 3 years from the Health Research Council, which is fantastic, although presumably you had to work hard to get that. Where are you at with that?
Yeah, so the CAR T stuff is super exciting.
Super,
super exciting. So we are a little more than halfway through our phase two clinical trial, where we are testing this in patients across the country at the moment. And so that trial is going as expected. It's going well, and we hope to finish it in the first half of next year. in the background to that, what we're doing is really trying to build a pipeline of products. So we'll have new disease indications that we are able to treat with this therapy. And we're also trying to do work, and this is the HRC grant that you alluded to understand how CAR T cells really function, and when they're in the situation where they're trying to destroy a cancer, the T cells are presented with the cancer over and over and over and over again, and they actually become exhausted. And so we're really interested in how we can build up the metabolism of those cells so that they stay really fit and healthy in that for a long period of time. And so we're looking at ways that we can kind of build up the mitochondrial capability. The mitochondria is the little organelle that sits inside the cell, that's the cell's energy source or the powerhouse of the cell. So we're looking at ways that we can kind of build that up.
Gosh, you've got me hook, line and sinker now. I'm wondering, is that possible? Can you do that?
Well, we think we can, so fingers crossed.
And how does that take place? What is happening now to achieve that remarkable ambition?
So I think the ambition's always been there, and we've worked for many decades to understand how the immune system can identify, fight, engage with pathogens of varying sources, so from bacteria to viruses to parasites to cancer. And over the course of that time, we've taken discoveries from the bench to patient bedside through clinical trials. And so now we've built a lot. We've built a lot of capability. We've built the ability to do good manufacturing, good practice manufacturing, for example. And so now we're at the stage where we can really start to leverage everything that we've built so that we can move faster and better and do more in the future. And that's what I'm really trying to make happen inside the Institute.
And I guess that's part of the translational capability, right? But again, it's such an extraordinary story, the Maligan Institute, because it began with an act of philanthropy, didn't it?
And
philanthropy and gratitude. And now you are looking to collaborate with, and I said this earlier, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, the IARC, which is the Cancer Research Agency of the World Health Organization. How on earth does it happen? How does the Maligan Institute end up working in collaboration with them?
Yeah, so step by step. And in the science world, you've kind of got to build your credibility.
Yes.
And that takes a long time. And so decades worth of work has really established our credibility and our leadership position really in these types of areas. And so it's been a gradual build, but here we are now today able to do that.
And does that feel wonderful? I mean, that's the sincerest form of flattery, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm like so proud of the Institute and all of the people that we have. We've got, it's about 160 people. Most of them are scientists. They're all super smart. They all work really hard. And then we've got a whole team that supports the scientists. So I'm proud of everyone there.
Professor Kirsten Wick, I could talk. I'm sure we could listen to you for ages, but thank you so much for joining. I love this CEO chat on Thursday morning. We really wish you well. That is the CEO of New Zealand's biggest independent medical research organisation, the Maligan Institute.